going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the contest nearing its conclusion. Abner, Grandpap, and Squire Skimp are on the platform of the lodge hall, assisting Lum as he samples the pies. Listen.
Well, come on, Lum. You ain't done yet.
No, you got a couple more pies to go, Lum.
Here it is, sir. Here's the next one right here, believe it is, Lum. Brace up now.
Grannies, I don't know where I can taste another one or not.
Oh, tut-tut, you've gone this far, Lum. You can't stop now. You're the judge of the contest, you know.
Will you cut this in for me, Squire? I don't believe I've got strength enough left to cut one of them things.
Well, yes, be glad to. Let me have a knife for Lum.
Yeah. Make it as little a sliver as you can. How many of them things have I sampled so far, anyway?
Well, I've been keeping track. You've tasted 77 so far.
Mm.
Just got two more to go, Lum.
Granny, it's peculiar how a feller can lose his taste for apple pie.
Well,
why didn't I get somebody else to judge these pies?
You insisted on doing it yourself.
Yes, I wanted to judge the contest, Lum. You wouldn't let me.
I already had about a half a dozen fellers do it.
Well, here, Lum. Take this piece here while I'm holding it for you.
Yeah, thank you, Squire.
Hey, Grandpa, look at Miss Johnson over there. I bound you that's her pie he's tasting now. Look at her sit there with her eyes bugged out.
Yeah. Looky there, she's opening her mouth right along with Lum.
Yeah, that's her pie, sure to Lum.
You'd think she's sampling it herself.
Yeah.
That's very good. All right, cut that last one, Squire.
Yes, all right, Lum. Maybe you'd better sit down a minute, Lum. You look a little green.
Grannies, I ain't started to sprout apples, have I?
No. Well, there you are, Lum. You want me to hold you up?
No, just let me get a good grip on the table here.
Yeah, here you go. Steady now, Lum.
Well, here it goes.
Oh, look over there, Grandpa. Look at old Maud Toops. That must be her pie.
Yeah.
She's standing right up. Getting ready to come right up here and get the prize money. Look at her.
Oh, look, the Widder Abernathy's pulling old Maud back down her chair again. It must be her pie.
Oh, it is. Ain't no doubt about it. I just hate to think what this is going to be like after Lum announces a winner, though. I'd sure hate to be in old Lum's shoes.
Well, there, that's sad.
All right, who's the winner, Lum?
Well, I can't tell yet.
Can't tell?
Abner didn't. I set some aside that I thought was better than others.
Yeah, you did, Lum. You set some of them aside. The first 57 you tasted, in fact.
You need that many?
Yeah. You seem to lose interest after that.
Well, let's see. Squire, would you tell the women folks that it'll take me a few more minutes to decide the contest, and then I'll announce the winner?
Oh, yes. All right, Lum.
Abner, come over here in the corner with me a minute. I want to talk to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, or mostly ladies, I guess it is, I've been asked to announce that there will be a slight delay before the conclusion of the contest. But if it's just 4 minutes, Mr. Edwards will complete the judging and announce the winner.
Listen, Abner, which one of them pies would you pick?
Which one?
Yeah.
Well, Lord me, I don't know.
Well, you seen them laying out there on the table.
I seen them, yes, Lum, but you're the one that's been tasting them, not me, and that's what you go by, the way they taste.
I know it, but I can't tell. They all got to tasting alike.
Yeah.
The first two or three tasted different, but I can't recollect even how they tasted now.
Well, Lum, I'll tell you, Gunner, I'll decide it for you. That one with the zigzag design on the crust, I believe.
No, I know that one. That's Elizabeth's. I don't want to cheat.
Well, that wouldn't exactly be cheating.
I'm surprised at you, Abner, even suggesting such a thing.
You asked me which one I'd pick, and I told you that. Well, if I like zigzag designs, it ain't my fault.
You like that one because it's Elizabeth.
I don't know such a thing. I don't think. I just favor zigzags. Just love them. And after all, Elizabeth's the one that put up the $10 that you're going to give for the prize. She don't know it, of course, but that's what she did.
Yeah, but it'd still be cheating.
Well, I don't know. I believe I can tell you which one is Miss Emmeline.
You can. Where is it?
I believe it's...
No. Never mind. Don't tell me. I don't want to know that neither. Tell you what I better do. Just pick one at random.
At random, huh?
Yeah, they're all good.
Oh, yeah.
Every one of them desires to win, so I believe that's the only fair way to do it. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Yeah? All right. You better do it, then. And after you do it, get set to run, too, Lum.
Yeah, come on. All right, Squire, you can tell them I'm ready.
Have you picked one along?
No, but I will in just a second. Let's see, I believe, let me see now. I believe this is it right here.
This one right here, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Quiet, everybody. Ladies, we now have a winner. Just a minute now, we'll look on the bottom of the pie tin and see who it belongs to. What did it say, Lum?
Mrs. Foster Childers.
Oh. Mrs. Foster Childers.
Up here.
Hey, where am I?
At the pie contest.
Hey, Granny. What hit me?
78 losers.
I thought it was a cyclone.
Oh, it was worse than that, I'll tell you that right now. Hey, you hurt bad any place, huh?
I don't know. Granny, last I recollect, Squire was... Oh, my goodness, them women folks never damaged eyes, did they?
No, somehow or other, they missed it all right.
Oh, thank goodness for that. That'd have ruined everything. Where's Cedric at?
Cedric Wheat, huh?
Yeah, he's going to have me tote these pies to the city market in at the county seat.
Oh.
I better hurry, too, because I promised I'd deliver them right after the contest.
I'm in. Oh, well, howdy, Grandpap. Doggies, what become of you? Last I seen you, you was heading for a winder over at the lodge hall.
Well, I made it all right. Yeah, I got out.
Good. It's a lucky thing for you you did, I'll tell you that. They'd have tromped you to pieces.
And after all the women got out of there and things sort of quieted down again, I went back in and helped Ezra and Ulysses try to straighten up the lodge hall again.
He did, huh? Oh, that place was a mess.
Oh, it was shambles.
Never seen nothing like that.
Chairs busted and the benches upset.
Yeah.
Still gonna need something up.
Oh, there ain't no doubts about that. I just hope they don't charge Lum for it.
Well, he's making some money out of this, ain't he?
Oh, yeah. Him and Cedric's taking all them pies into the county seat. Lum's gonna sell them to the city market in there. Gonna make himself a nice profit out of it, too, I reckon. But I hate to see him have to pay out money for them repairs at the lodge hall, though.
Well, if they do charge him for it, I don't reckon it'll be much. It's mostly just putting some of them chairs back together again.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, Grandpap. Lom's had so many worries. When he comes in, why, don't mention it to us. Let him out about it later.
Now, when'll he be back?
Oh, time, I reckon. I expected him back for now. You know, I was just thinking, Grandpap, they ought to make them women folks pay for fixing them chairs. They was the one that broke them.
Or two.
Yes, sir.
Or to send every woman in town a bill. That is, all except Miss Foster Childers. She's the only one that never taken a swing at old Lum.
Well, natural. She was the winner.
Yeah. You know, I was mighty glad to see her being the winner, too. After all the bad luck the Childerses has been having of late.
Oh, it was a good thing. Yeah, that $10 ought to look mighty good to them.
You know that they're losing their house, too.
Their house?
Yeah. See, they was just renting it from the Dixons, sort of temporary, and now the Dixons is coming back to Pine Ridge, so the Childerses have got to move out.
Oh, me.
Fact is, they've got to move out tomorrow morning. They ain't got a place in the world to move to.
That is a shame.
Not a single pigeon-toed place.
Well, how about the old Hurley, no, that's tore down. Let me see now.
Oh, they've looked everywhere.
Doggies, I can't think of it. Wait a minute. There comes Lum now. Maybe he'll have an ID for them.
Yeah, there just ain't no place. That's the whole trouble.
Well, there might be some. Well, howdy, Lum. Did you and Cedric get the pies delivered all right?
Don't even mention that to me. They wouldn't take a dad blame one of them pies.
Wouldn't take them?
No, sir.
I thought you'd done made a deal with them.
I had, but that deal was for whole pies.
Whole pies?
Yeah, and every one of mine had a sliver cut out of it, so they wouldn't take none of them.
Well, all me long, you had to cut them. That was the only way you could sample them.
Yeah, if I just used my head, though, I wouldn't have figured out some other way of judging them pies. That's gum at all, anyways. This looks like I can't make a nickel out of nothing.
Yeah, it does look that way, all right.
Yeah, I put on every kind of a apple contest is, and what I get out of it. A debt of $10 and 79 half-head pies. Every kind of a apple contest is.
Yeah, all except the apple pie-eating contest.
And what do I get? What'd you say?
Well, I never meant to say nothing wrong. I just said all except the apple pie-eating contest.
Hey, Granny, that's it. That's it, Abner. That's what I'm going to put on next, a pie-eating contest.
Now, wait just a minute, Lum. I ain't going to lend you another $10.
You don't need to. I'll raise the prize money for wherever the contest starts. I'll charge everybody a dollar to enter it. Grannies, I'll make some money out of them doggone apples yet.
Another contest? Lum, aren't you biting off more than the contestants can chew?